Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We are back with a brand new spring season, and today we're going to be talking about 10 great resources you can use to find campground reviews. We also want to remind you that we have a huge special pre-order campaign going on for our brand new book, See You at the Campground, which comes out March 2nd or March 3rd. If you pre-order now from either Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, IndieBound, or Books a Million, if you pre-order and then go to the show notes for this episode or the previous episode this week, there will be a link to a form. If you fill out some basic information, you can get an official See You at the Campground mug, which is cute and adorable, and a See You at the Campground magnet, which is super cute and adorable. But supplies are really, really limited. After that, after those first 50 people claim those, then we have 200 magnets. So if you don't get there quick enough, you'll still get a magnet. So pre-order, you're going to need your confirmation number to fill out in this form, which will be in the show notes. But this episode is really all about helping you find some great campground reviews. We came up with 10 different places that we use. So we'll dive into that in a second. But first, we need to thank our sponsors. We need to thank Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's and our friends at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco. Generations of family fun.
All our listeners want to go to the best campgrounds, right? I mean, nobody wants to go to a campground that disappoints you. So we're huge believers in doing some advanced research and reading lots of reviews. So here are 10 different places that we have used that are all a little bit different, and we can kind of talk about pros and cons for each. But we think all of them are sources you should use. So let's start right off the bat. Number one. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about TripAdvisor. So this is like a kind of a, well, duh, right? TripAdvisor is so ubiquitous at this point, but I think it deserves special recognition for a couple of reasons on our list. First of all, it's come a long way over the last, I would say, 2 years with including a ton of campgrounds. True. That didn't used to be the case. And they're accurate. Like for a while there early on, I remember years ago, you weren't quite sure if it was the right campground that people were leaving.
That is totally true. I remember that.
For. You were like,
or somebody would be complaining about the state park in general, but it would be under the campground.
Well, that's the problem. And
it's a little bit Wild West when it came to campgrounds.
Well, and I still think that's the second reason I want to give a special call out to TripAdvisor is I still think people need to be super careful using these reviews, even though there's more of them now and they're more accurate. If you read the reviews carefully, you'll see, first of all, a lot of the reviews will be about like will be from cabin campers
or tent campers
or tent campers,
not the RV crowd as much.
And you might be looking at the RV sites. So there's a discrepancy often in the types of reviews that are being left.
You're totally right. And I don't know exactly why that is, but I just feel like people that typically do hotel vacations but then go for their weekend of tent camping or their weekend of a cabin, they automatically go to TripAdvisor, where RV owners start to look at more RV-specific places.
Right.
But the other thing I love about TripAdvisor, I really like that the campground owners and managers can respond.
Yes.
Because sometimes people leave kind of ridiculous – I mean, I've read reviews complaining like, oh, they made me leave because my dog was barking. And then the owner's like, well, your dog bit somebody, you know, right. Like we had to ask you to leave. It's like you get the whole story.
Well, and that's just one of the reasons why we tell people not to leave negative reviews on our Facebook page is because you don't get both sides of the story. Like it is that way. Like, and when you see the owner's side of the story, oftentimes it can really help you form a more complete picture.
Or you see that the owner's a jerk.
Right.
And the owner's like, well, you were, and it's like, man, I don't know if I want to stay here because the owner was giving the person lip. Like I like to see a professional response from the owner.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So the second one. Campendium has a great website and app, and there's lots of pros and maybe a few cons. I think that the pros are I love the app. It's super easy to use, super easy to search. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we have felt that there's a lot more stuff out west. And today I went back just to confirm my theory, and I just searched some actually popular campgrounds around us in the east, and I couldn't find a lot of them. Couldn't find reviews for a lot of them.
So campendium.com is great for people that are really looking for a lot more of those like boondocking, maybe dry camping. It really tends to be a little heavier in users for that. And one of the greatest—
As opposed to like a Jellystone or a KOA. Yeah.
And one of the greatest things about it is that the people tend to give really accurate reviews for those types of campers. Like if you go in, the reviews will sometimes be ridiculously extensive over like Wi-Fi and like which campsite had maybe water coming down after the rain and blah, 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 blah. Like it's a little more, I would say precious.
You're totally right, but it's so funny you say that. You do get more like the experienced RV owner that has a perspective and has something
they
to say.
They know exactly what
and
they
they're,
want.
They're writing real reviews. But then also with any of these user generated sites that are just getting reviews from users, you can also get some really bizarre reviews. Mm-hmm. So I went on to Campendium this morning, and one of the recent reviews that was posted was the entire review was of these Canadian people who are camping out west, and their Canadian flag got stolen from their site. And the entire review was about, that there was a family nearby with an American flag. And then they went out, they put up their Canadian flag then. Then they went out to dinner or went out and they came back and their Canadian flag was gone. And they were basically implicating the American flag family for stealing their Canadian flag.
Unfair.
But yet, do we have evidence?
What does it even have to do with the campground?
Well, that's the thing. I read the whole review and I'm like, I know nothing about this campground. I just know that you got your flag stolen there.
But did they give like a number of stars? Like,
four out of five stars.
Oh.
But it didn't say anything about the campground. And it's like, well, you know, look, I'm sorry somebody stole your flag and I totally love Canadians. I love Canadians equally to how much I love Americans. And we've been to Canada. But that person that stole your Canadian flag is probably not going to be there when I go there.
So it doesn't matter. So basically we're digging into the difficult nature of these, you know, user-generated review sites is that sometimes when you look at the number of stars, you really have to dig into the actual reviews to know whether that number of stars corresponds with what you're expecting out of a campground. And that's what we've always said is the difficulty about like saying this is a great campground is everybody expects something different. Some people are expecting privacy and quiet at a campground, and some people are expecting amenities and activities. So you really need to go past the number of stars.
Now that leads me to our third recommendation. And this is an interesting one that has tons of potential. It's called The Dirt. And it's a website and an app, and it's DYRT. Now, they don't have it fully populated either. Like, I searched for a bunch of campgrounds on the East Coast, and they didn't have them. But then I searched for ones they did have. And what I liked that they're doing is they have a description of the campground that, like, their writers or their staff have written. Which is good. And they're like, they're well written. And it's, I think, clearly by somebody who's been there.
I've had my eye on them as a website for a while because I actually think that they're creating really great content in-house.
Totally true.
I agree.
And they have good blog posts and they have other good content. It's totally worth checking out their app and their website. But then after the description written by the writers at The Dirt, then there's the reviews. So I like that balance of the two things. I think it in some ways it kind of works better than like how the Campendium is to some degree, but again, they just don't have everything covered. And that's the other problem with these apps that are trying to be, you know, these all-inclusive campground review apps. Like, it's hard to get them really populated with tons of stuff.
And you need a lot of reviews, I feel like, to be valid, really, in the review space. And that's the benefit of TripAdvisor. Again, there's, like, these trade-offs, right? Like, TripAdvisor doesn't have that really granular, good RV perspective.
But there's reviews of
everything. But there's everything on there, whereas, like, it's the flip side.
Campendium and The Dirt are both nice looking apps, well designed, hip, a little bit of a younger vibe to them. Not necessarily Campaigning, but The Dirt
millennial,
definitely
for
feels
sure.
very millennial. And I say that as a compliment, not an
right,
insult.
Right, we don't use that word insultingly. We
not
love
at
you guys.
All. So that leads me to the fourth one, because this, I think, is populated by reviews by older RVers, frankly. Campgroundreviews.com. I used to use them
it's been around,
all
yeah.
the time mm-hmm. when we started. And I'll be honest, I haven't used it a lot lately. So I went back this morning yeah. and checked it out. There's the opposite of TripAdvisor. Like, these are reviews by experienced RV owners who are very specific, particular, and detailed. On the other hand, sometimes I would look up campgrounds, even this morning when I double-checked, and the most recent review would be from 2 years ago, three years ago.
So here's my thing with this, is it really did fill this space prior
to some of these apps.
And it didn't technologically keep up.
Now,
so because it didn't like really advance.
And if they do, it's...
I might have it in my... But I'm trying to think if I have it in my
phone. If they do, it hasn't made an impression to go get the app.
That's the thing, yeah. is they really haven't kept up with the different, you know, updates and the styling that you need to compete in this
space. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So
The Dirt is,
it's current.
If they nail it, you know, yeah. if they get this right, it's a fully functioning universe of content. That's what they're trying to create. And you're right, campgroundreviews.com, when you go there, it looks like something from a decade ago.
You know what it looks like? The older forums and stuff that everybody was on when yeah. we were first RVing also.
Now, the next one that we recommend, and this might seem counterintuitive, but I really believe this is a great source for campground reviews, the KOA website and app. They actually publish reviews from people who stayed at the campground. And I know what some of you are thinking. I really don't think KOA censors these reviews. The individual campgrounds can choose whether they want the reviews to go up. Because every time after you leave a KOA, you're asked through
email. You get an email, yeah.
to leave a review. So some campgrounds can say, well, we don't want those posted on our KOA homepage or landing page. But the vast majority of KOAs do allow them to be posted.
I think that says something about the campground.
They're confident.
Right. The best campgrounds have their reviews posted.
I think you're onto something. And there's still negative reviews there. Like, I just don't think anyone's censoring.
And the owners respond to those negative reviews.
The owner responses, which we liked about TripAdvisor.
Exactly. So I do think it's a valid way, especially if you're a KOA person. It's another thing that people are like, KOAs. And then there's a huge amount of people out there that love the KOA experience because they know how to get an experience that they want. And these RV reviews can really help you with the KOA experience. You can see the difference in the KOAs from them.
And another thing I like, there's hundreds of written reviews.
Yeah.
Because they send that email after the fact, I think they get a lot more of them and they get a better balance of people that loved the campground and people that didn't. Think about TripAdvisor reviews. A lot of people are only going to stop by and write a review if they had a bad experience. Where I think, like, when you get that email from KOA,
if you had a good experience, you're right.
Just
you're
jot
more
down
willing
the sentence.
To say, oh, yeah, no, 5 stars. That
so
was
if
great.
If you're thinking
you're
of
right.
staying at a KOA, man, go right to the KOA website or app and use their own reviews. I think they're a super useful tool. Now, we have 5 more sources coming up for finding great campground reviews, or good enough campground reviews, as it were. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
All right. No matter what campground we're staying at before we go, we always get geared up at Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's, depending on which is closer in the area that we're visiting.
Love them both.
All right. So you can check out right now their Spring Fever Sale for great sales on clothing and gear. I want to say right now, this might sound a little bit corny, but if you have kids like us, this is my absolute favorite thing to stock up at Cabela's is their kids' t-shirts and their branded t-shirts and hoodies.
Yeah, the ones that have Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's
they
branding and logos.
They are so comfortable. They're so high quality. They don't shrink in the wash and they last forever, but you know your kids grow out of them, so you don't care that they grow out of them because it only costs you $15 or maybe $9.99
exactly.
on sale.
It's not like a $50 hoodie.
No,
it's like
an
affordable, reasonably priced hoodie.
I'm not lying when I tell you I'm wearing one right now. Look, all right. You are too.
I am too.
We did
and
not.
And this is 3 years old.
Right. And mine's really old too, because these things, they're just the most comfortable sweat hoodies in my closet. I love them.
Yeah. So it's a good time now with spring camping around the corner and we all kind of are getting spring fever. You know, if your kids are growing and they need some new t-shirts and hoodies and you got a bunch of kids, you don't want to break the bank. going to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com or heading to one of their really fun stores would be a great way to get stocked up for spring camping.
All right. Now, going into our number six, look, we have to raise our hand and pat ourselves on the back a little bit because we did the Campground of the Week podcast for years. And then after that, we continue to do campground reviews on our RV Atlas podcast, the one you're listening to right now. Hundreds and hundreds of campground reviews. And they, even though we ended the Campground of the Week podcast, they all still exist over on the RVAtlas.com. And we have a search button at the top. And if you type in the state that you want to stay at, you will get reviews, or even KOA. Like, we tagged all of those reviews like that, or state park or whatever, and you will get a list of reviews.
And there's still a dedicated space. If you go to the RVAtlas.com and scroll down just a little bit, there's the whole Campground of the Week section. And it's going to list three or four of them, and you just could click see more, and you could scroll back through hundreds of our campground reviews, which are both written blog posts and podcasts. So we've been a great resource over the years.
And had people from all over the country on our show to
great
share.
Correspondence. Yeah, and, so it's been... and the very podcast you're listening to, we still do tons of campground reviews right here.
So search on the website. I know it's harder to search in an app sometimes that way, but if you search on the website, you will find campgrounds where you want to go.
Now, the seventh resource for campground reviews, the RV Atlas group on Facebook. This is a great source for getting reviews. So you could go into the group and search for the campground, and there's a chance
or whatever
people have talked about it, mm-hmm. or just ask. Just say, has anybody stayed at the Bar Harbor KOA? Has anybody stayed at Jellystone Quarryville or Redwoods State Park, whatever? And I bet you, if you come back again in 3 hours, you will have answers of people who have stayed at those campgrounds.
Yeah, if you, like you mentioned though, if you do that at the right time. So that's something we've talked about in previous episodes. Is Facebook is so crazy with its algorithm, and we try to like just acknowledge that and work with it. So for instance, we said on that podcast a couple weeks ago, people are more active on our group at night after they put the kids to bed. It's just a fact. So you're more likely to get a lot more answers, and people are going to see your question in your feed if you post in the evening.
I would say post from 7 to 9:30 is a sweet spot, yeah. And lots of people are on Facebook. So that's another great source. 8 is a big one, this next one. The AllStays app is a very complete, very reliable, very professional app, super worth having.
So I pay for a few apps. I'm not a big like app person. And AllStays Camp and RV is one of the apps that I pay. I think it's like $9.99 or whatever to have, and it is worth every penny. I know some people think it's crazy. They'll, you know, spend $10 on a pizza, but not on an app that they'll use over and over again. The AllStays, and I do the hike one, I pay for too. The Camp and RV is so worth the money. Right now, you can filter more than any other app out there for campgrounds. You also, everybody always asks about dumping spots.
And yeah, it there has used other to stuff be, too. It's not just campground
right,
stuff.
Right. There used to be, you know, the Sani dumps, but they stopped updating that. And
that's so sad.
But now the AllStays, you can filter for dump stations. So you can actually find dump stations. And I always test it, and I find it incredibly accurate
people,
wherever we
you
are.
You just don't hear bad things about this app. Like, most people really, really love
every
it.
Every single time I use it, I get accurate, helpful information.
Now, RV Parky app is kind of somewhat similar.
People swear they use it a lot.
Now, I spent a little time this morning searching in some campgrounds, and I put in some popular campgrounds that, like, nothing showed up, and then I put in other ones, and there was reviews.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a little bit more of a mixed bag. But it was the free version of the app I got.
Yeah, and we included it because a lot of people in our Facebook group say this helps them. So it's not just about what we use. We're also talking about what other people in the camping community use.
Yeah, and the version I downloaded this morning was the free version of that app. So
yeah, I've never paid for that. So I don't know. I know that if I'm going to pay for something, I'm going to pay for the AllStays app for sure.
Number 10, I have to throw in a print resource. It's the Good Sam Guide series, which they slightly renamed this year. It used to be like the Good Sam RV Travel and Savings Guide. Now they're calling it the Good Sam Guide series. And it's a state-by-state guidebook of campgrounds. And they don't review the campgrounds, but they score them. And I think this is a very valuable resource. It lists almost every campground in the country. It doesn't score state county or national parks. It's all private campgrounds.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, we both have felt over the years there's some great inflation. So you do want to look for
a good
really,
CM
yeah,
campground.
Or if you buy a huge ad or whatever.
Yeah.
So you know, you want to see really, really high scores.
Don't we kind of just use it for 10, 10, 10s?
I'm comfortable with anybody that's getting scores of 10s and 9s. Those are going to be good campgrounds for
Eights,
sure.
We felt might have been inflated at some
point. And years ago, before we really had sort of just kind of memorized this whole campground landscape, which is kind of ridiculous to say, but I feel like we have. I use this every year for our trip planning.
Right. And to it's like, start out. It was like the initial, like, wait, what are my options here?
Yeah,
what's
if you see one that looks
here?
Good and it's got high scores, then go online and read some reviews. And it's only like $10 at Camping World. So it's actually, I think it's really, really worth buying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so that is 10 of the resources that are out there where you're in your furious winter planning mode for your summer travels. Just some places that you might track down what the perfect campground is for you and your family.
And go to the show notes for this episode to get a free mug and free magnet if you pre-order our brand new book, See You at the Campground. Supplies are super, super limited and they will run out. So pre-order the book and go to the show notes, fill out the form, and hopefully you can get either the mug and the magnet or just the magnet. And I really hope you don't end up with nothing. At that point, we'll take the link
you'll get
down.
The book. It's not nothing.
Oh, that's right. You'll have the book.
We'll see you at the campground,
we'll see
everyone.
You at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook and our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.